Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer in New York City, and I'm sitting here at my bright red desk on a gray, and very rainy Sunday. But we have an exciting week ahead, so we're going to, even though it's gray and rainy outdoors, we have a little candle burning here at the desk, and somebody brought me some a clover, or Irish shamrocks, I guess. Shamrocks is the right word. It's not clover, it's shamrocks. And some impatience, and a little dog. I have a dog visiting with me for a week. Mason the Wonder Dog is here, and he is torturing my cats, which is always fun. Actually, no, it's not quite true. Handsome, the oldest cat, is totally immune, doesn't care, whatever. Max is kind of watching cautiously. Max has met Mason before. Handsome never has. And then I have a kitten named Remo, and Remo is not at all happy. Now, Remo is normally an Aries, very brave, very bold, but he's having a Uranus transit right now, and there's a strange dog in his environment. He's not happy. And he has a little Mars in Pisces, so we always forget how much Remo kind of isn't really brave all the time. So we had a little Handsome managed to open the – I have a gate, you know, separating the cat and the dog. Everybody's got their own little space. So the cats can get to the litter box until they get used to the dog and vice versa. And Mason has two cats at home, so he's very, very prone to playing chase the cat with Hillary, his friend. Samantha, the older cat, doesn't play with him at all. Stanley, the older cat. But Hillary plays with him. So he likes cats, and he thinks they should play chase. So Handsome opened the gate, quite handsome-like. He's very, you know, he's fire sign, he just does what he wants, opens the gate, which allowed Mason access to the cat food. Now, Mason's been here before, so he knows where the cat food lives. So he goes tearing in the kitchen to get the cat food as Remo was in there eating. And Remo came tearing out of the kitchen and then broke a mug and ran back into the kitchen. And had there not been a screen in the window, Remo would have been out the window because he was, like, not into this dog at all. And he's sitting on the stove, like, kind of like, what is this thing in your house? I don't know what this is. And so we're having Uranus here at the Ortley family home, and you're having Uranus in your chart. Somewhere there's a little chaos, a little craziness, a little excitement, a little stirring of the pot. It's where Egypt is. It's where Libya is. It's where, you know, and hopefully it's not war, you know. Hopefully it's just a little stirring. But at that Pisces-Aries point, Pisces is at the very last degree, Uranus is at the very last degree of Pisces, kind of saying, stir the pot, stir the pot. And this week on the 11th, holy cow, Uranus goes into Aries. And when that happens, we are going to have a shift. Now, we have not had this energy ever in our lifetime, 84 years. So Remo has never met a dog in his lifetime. And he's going to have a fun week as he learns about dogs. And you're going to have a fun week as you learn about this change. And it's huge. It's very, very big. No minimizing how big it is. And, you know, a lot of you are reporting, you know, getting fired, losing your jobs, breaking up with people, finding out you're moving. You know, there's been a few reports from mother dying. My brother wrote saying he thought he might have cancer. I'm like, oh, please not. But, you know, people are having kind of shocking news come into their life that wakes them up, that makes them look at the world in a slightly different way, that makes them say, wow, a new 84-year cycle starts on the 11th, 84 years. And the whole life before this kind of sits waiting to change, which means this week, March 7th, March 8th, March 9th, March 10th, all the way to March 11th, all the way to when Uranus changes at 7:48 at night in Eastern time on March 11th, we're having this major, major releasing time. We know when planets are at the last degrees of a sign, they release things. They say, I'm done, I'm letting it go. So we can anticipate a lot of excitement and explosions and drama and releasing. Hopefully not bad explosions, but certainly that mug died. The Leo mug, interestingly, and Mason has a lot of Leo in his chart. As Remo kind of dipped into the cupboard there. It's understanding that this kind of craziness, this kind of chaos and change and what the hell's going on and what should I do? And so if you're waiting for a date to do something, basically wait until we get to Friday when we say, okay, new beginnings are happening. If you absolutely positively need to do something now, say, sure, I'm totally in, but recognize that once Uranus changes signs on the 11th, you may change your mind. You may have a slight shift in direction or in the way you want to head. And because we are at this major turning point, we have to say to ourselves, gee, major turning point, what am I trying to accomplish here? What's my vision? What's my goal? And it is a big, big week of change. And so you're going to see a lot of changes in the world around us. You're going to see a lot of changes in your own life. Again, we don't end 84-year cycles very often. In fact, once every 84 years. So this, unless you're over 84, this is a once-in-a-lifetime week for you. So once-in-a-lifetime week. Think about that. Once-in-a-lifetime week. Or last week was. Major turning point. Give yourself permission to breathe. Give yourself permission to sleep a little extra if you need it. Give yourself permission to feel the anxiety, the craziness, the inability to sleep, the feeling of palpitations in your heart, the, oh my God, what's happening? I'm just feeling so anxious. That's Uranus. Uranus is anxiety. A lot of people are reporting feeling really anxious, really out of control, really chaotic, really changing, you know, very explosive, very emotional, all Uranus words, all Uranus. Uranus is chaos and change. He was the chaos, you know, he is the chaos in the world. And he says all things change, all things end, all things evolve. And he is evolutionary principle too. So when he changes signs, we all evolve. And we all shift as a culture. You know, and when Uranus was in Aquarius, we had the TV show Friends. When he went into Pisces, we had Lost. We had American Idol. You know, you can be plucked from the heavens and made a star. We are now going into Aries. So we can expect a lot of war TV shows or other Aries things, kind of innovative, unusual, different. But we're also entering this kind of brave new world. We've never been here before. So we don't really know what it's going to feel like, except we know we haven't had it, and it's going to be fiery, fast, and quick. So we're going to look at the other planets too, but really the week is about Uranus and just saying, okay, I'm ready to go. Now we get a little foretaste of it on March 9th, which is Wednesday, when Mercury enters Aries, because Mercury is at the last degree of Pisces too. So what he does is he joins with Uranus on March 9th, and then he enters Aries right after that, about an hour and a half later. So there's going to be some really interesting news you're going to get on March 9th with Mercury joining with Aries and then with Mercury entering, or joining with Uranus and then Mercury entering Aries, boom, right behind it. So interesting news coming your way. Mercury goes from 25 Pisces to 8 Aries. Remember, he's clipping along. So he's in Pisces. He's going to in the water, swimming. And then he jumps up into the fire on the beach and stands there warming himself on March 9th around noon. Okay? So March 9th, we're going to look for pivotal news, too, around noontime. And then he's in Aries. And he has a number of aspects this week. He talks to the back end of the zodiac. He talks to the nodes of destiny on March 8th, saying, I figured out something about the choice I have to make. He talks to Neptune, and he's talking to Neptune about letting go of something or releasing some idea that he held dear. And he also then moves into Aries, and then he squares Pluto and talks to Chiron. So he's going to be talking to Pluto and saying, wow, you know, that's really harsh. Those are really some hard words. And that happens on March 13th, next Saturday. So we have this big adventure going. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Then we have the sun in the sign of Pisces, running from 19 Pisces through 22 Pisces. And he's not doing a whole lot this week. He does have an opposition to the marriage planet Juno. He fights with Juno on March 12th, Friday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on Saturday. March 12th is Saturday. Holy, how did we get into March already? So he does have a fight with partners on Saturday, and he has some kind of leaving of the group on the 10th of March, where he wants to leave the group and have something unusual happen and leave and not be part of it. Venus moves from 7 Aquarius to 14 Aquarius, and she's a busy little bee this week also. But she's an Aquarius, so she's a little emotionally detached, and she's not necessarily in a bad place, but she's kind of in a, you know, a detached emotional connection. She does have a nice aspect with Jupiter also on the 10th, so that tends to make for a nice day or kind of a nice experience where there's a, you know, there's kind of a relationship energy that she's involved. Whoops. And you all just heard Mason. Yeah, well, when he doesn't really work out the whole apartment thing, that there's noise in the hall. Aunt Mason, come on, come here. No good bark, no indoor voice, come on. Yeah, very good bravery. But this is an apartment, you don't have to bark at people. Yeah. All right, so that was Mason. You just heard him. He's very cute. But he's loud. All right, so we have Venus, which is, yes, you're good. You're a good boy. We have Venus also aspecting the nodes of destiny, and she does that on on Sunday, meaning you're going to be offered an opportunity to make a choice or to move forward and do something different. Mars, very short distance this week, goes from 9 Pisces to 13 Pisces, and he really doesn't have any aspects, which is just as well because everybody else is doing lots of things for him. He doesn't really need to have any aspects. On March 12th, we have an ending of sorts with Jupiter semi-square to Admetos. And we also have, a choice that we're making. And we're saying, okay, I think we're finished there. I think we're done. And that'll be on the 12th of March, that there's an ending of something. And then, of course, the biggie is Uranus into Aries. That happens on March 11th at 7:49 p.m. at night. So we always want to watch when these planets change signs because, you know, we can feel it with the moon. We certainly notice when the moon is void, everything kind of stops. And then when the moon goes direct, we all start moving again. Same thing with planets. So this week when Uranus changes signs at 7:49 p.m. on March 11th, kind of note what happens because there should be some kind of unusual thing that takes place then. We also have Pluto opposite the emotional nature of our being, and we have Neptune coming to sextile our direction and where we want to head in our life and what we were interested in doing. We also have Pallas Athena changing signs, and she's entering Aquarius. Now, when she enters Aquarius, she does that on the 10th of March, which is Thursday. She helps us see patterns in a new way. She helps us see things in a way we hadn't seen them before, and she gives us a little bit of visual guidance. And she helps us notice the bigger purpose of things and why things are the way they are. So we're also going to be seeing a lot of patterns this week. And one of the things that Uranus is known for, is, in among other things, is he's known as the Great Awakener. So when the Great Awakener wakens us up, we have that once in a lifetime or once in a moment or once in a, oh my God, one of those moments. That's going to happen this week. A couple places. You know, Mercury joins with Uranus, which often is kind of a shocking revelation. And then once we have the shocking revelation, then when Uranus moves, we verbalize it. We say, wow, I get it now. And that Uranus into Aries often has a quality of being, feeling like you're lit on fire, feeling like you're on fire. Because Pisces is dreaming and sleeping and feeling tired and lethargic and, you know, needing extra sleep. And, you know, there was an article about the flu is big and everybody seems to have a cold and people are just kind of, When he goes into Aries, we've never had this. I'm really looking forward to it. I have to say, this as an astrologer, this is really cool because this is a once-in-a-lifetime transit and we're actually having it. And I know for me, when planets go into new signs, all sorts of exciting things happen because I have planets at the early degrees. And if you do too, if you have planets at 0 or 1 or 2, you can have exciting things happen to you. So Uranus into the world axis, ding, wakes us all up, makes us all say, wow, I'm alive, I'm awake, I'm here, I'm living. And if we think about the words for what Aries uses, you know, he is all about initiating and starting things. He's all about fire. He's all about passion. He's got a little selfish side to him, too. You know, he's got that me first energy to him, where he's really pushing on us, and he's saying to us, you know, what are we trying to do? But when he enters that sign, essentially the first house, what he's going to be doing is focusing on helping us develop our personality, our individuality, and our character, okay? Because we're all going to be having Uranus in our, essentially, the house of our chart that wants us to be us. It also is a cardinal first house. It helps us really develop the self that we allow others to see. And it says to us, face the world, see the world, understand the approach that you're going to take when confronting life's challenges. And you're not going to be Piscean anymore. You're not going to be laying around going, oh, woe is me. You're going to be going, you know what? I think I need to rah, 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 rah. Whatever the rah, 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 rah is, excuse me, hang up, and give yourself permission to go for it. It is going to really push your attitude towards developing yourself. It's going to really ask you to recognize your needs and to say, what do you need? How do you need this to happen? It's going to help you individuate. It's going to help you figure out what you need to do. So you're going to be looking at how to express yourself in a different level. You're going to be looking at how do you make a personal statement about who you are. It's where your mannerisms are going to be described. You know, you're going to be suddenly less likely to say, yeah, whatever. You're going to go, no, I don't really want Chinese food. I want Japanese food, with an assertion and with an assertive ability. It also is all about self-discovery and self-identification. We're starting a new cycle of discovering about ourselves. We're finishing up an 84-year cycle, even though we may only be 25 or 48. We're finishing up 84 years as far as the world is concerned. And we are all supposed to start singing, I Gotta Be Me. You know, that song, Dream Me, I Gotta Be Me, I Gotta Be Me. So go get that song and listen to it, because that's essentially what we're all going to be doing as we learn to figure out how to give ourselves the freedom, Uranus's keywords, freedom, to express our individual nature and what we want, what we're trying to accomplish. You're also in the mood when Uranus hits Aries, when a new sign, you're also in the mood to abandon habits. You can let go of stuff you don't want to do anymore. This is a great week to give up smoking, to give up eating, to give up, not eating forever, but, you know, overeating, to take up a new lifestyle, to give yourself permission to do things and to move and to change your appearance, because we are now starting in a whole new direction. So your idea is to say, okay, let me say, what is my new vision of what I want to be for the next 84 years? This is the week it starts. Holy cow. I mean, we normally think like, you know, I'm going to do it for a year with my New Year's resolution. This is your 84-year resolution, or the subset of your life that is continuing from this point forward. So it's totally very much about the vision and the individual as we see ourselves in terms of what we're looking for in our life. You know, we do see Aries words. We've been watching it with Jupiter in Aries. You know, guns and armor and action and arousal and, you know, just kind of the Martian nature of Aries. Mars rules Aries, so we often find people are a little more militant, where normally they might be a milquetoast, a Casper milquetoast. I always love that name. Now they're going to be Superman. They're going to be new, my way or the highway. You might want to change your name this week. You might say, you know, I'm going to give myself a new name, because the name is described by Aries, what you call yourself. It also, the Aries section of the chart is the barren areas, the empty places, the wastelands. So we may find that there's some news for the wastelands or the beginning of anything. So we're going to do initial impressions that we give and receive. We're going to look at the things that are the beginning of the place, the beginning of the car, the bumper, the entryway of the home, the home team, in your overall health. You're going to be looking at some health issues, conceivably, with Uranus going into Aries, or health issues are going to wake up. Now, this one is an important energy, because it asks you to say, me first. And I really want each of us, and I know it's hard for some signs, to say, well, what do I want? Let me put me first. And if I put me first, what's really my dream? And Uranus in Aries asks us to put me first. Now, we don't dispute this when we're on an airplane and they say, you know, put your air mask on before you help your child with their air mask. We kind of go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. How can I help someone else if I don't take care of myself? And for each of us, the energy of what do you need to do to take care of yourself, to help yourself become what you're supposed to become? What do you have to do? That's the question that should be coming to each of us this week. What is it that's required of you? What's your vision? What's your idea? What is your, I gotta be me. This is what makes me go first. And because it is a fire energy, we're going from the ocean of Pisces, to the fire match lighting of Aries. You know, so you just imagine you're just crawling out of the water this week. You've been in the water for 8 years. Uranus has been in Pisces since 2003. 8 years you've been swimming around in the water. Now you're crawling up on the beach, and you're going to light a match. And you're going to take the match, and you're going to put it on the bonfire on the beach, the sticks that you built and assembled 8 years ago, or, you know, when you first came in, you know, however old you were when you first arrived. Because in your chart, because you're still here, you anticipated this light, this match getting lit. And it's happening this week. So that match comes and that lights the bonfire, and the fire, you know how when the fire starts and the paper starts to go, and you watch how it kind of goes really fast and it kind of swirls to the left and swirls to the right and it's kind of growing. That whole energy of a fire starting, that's what happens this week as the match gets lit to the bonfire. And you're standing there, you're still wet. You just crawled out of the ocean where you've been swimming for 8 years. And you're going to feel the warmth of the fire. And you're going to see the fire start to open before you. And you're going to have a vision. You're going to have some new idea come in. You're going to have some, wow, this would be really cool if I could only, whatever that is, whatever that, if I could only, I want you to give yourself permission to do it. You don't have to do it right away. You just have to give yourself permission to think about doing it. To say, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to take that step. I'm gonna give myself permission to say yes. I'm gonna say I gotta be me. I gotta go do it. I gotta individuate. You know, one of the things that I've been noticing, I've got a lot of friends who are Jungians, meaning they work or study or with Carl Jung. I mean, he's dead, but you know his works. And so recently, last summer, his Red Book was published. Now, the Red Book lived in the closet for 99 years. How cool is that? And last year, it came out of the closet, and you know, in the summer when Uranus was in Aries, and it said, here it is. Now, when Carl had written the Red Book, you know, some people thought he had a nervous breakdown, but essentially what he did was he broke with Freud. And he may have had a nervous breakdown, who knows. But at any rate, he said, I can't follow along with what I've been studying forever. I've been following Freud. He's a great guy. But I got to go do my own thing. I got to divorce myself from my father. So the first time he did it, Freud fainted. And he carried Freud and laid him on a couch. First time he presented his own ideas. And then the next time he did it, he had this vision of the... and he presented it, and on the way home, he had this vision of Europe awash in blood, which really kind of threw him. But it ended up being kind of a premonitory vision because subsequently World War I happened. He went home. He worked on this book called The Red Book, and literally is red. And they had it at the Rubin Museum for a while. And you could see the book, and every week they would turn it to a new page so you could see the book that he wrote, this whole beautiful, beautiful calligraphy. And he wrote down his dreams, and he wrote down his images, and he drew all these pictures. And, you know, as you look through the book, because they're selling reproductions of it now, with the book in German and then the back end of the book in translated into English, it steps you through his process of individuation. And then the Jung Institute, in the way things happen, published a book called The Book of Symbols, which a friend of mine, Ami Romberg, and a number of her colleagues have been working on. Ami's the editor-in-chief. And it's The Book of Symbols by Taschen, T-A-S-C-H-E-N, is the publisher, and it's published by the archival records of Jung, where they keep track of this symbolism. And Jung basically said, Freud, I love your drives and your dreams about drives and sex drive and need and anger drive, but I think there's actually more. I think we're actually here to individuate. I think we're here to become the best we can become. And to do that, we have to give ourselves permission to follow our own path and pursue our own dream, whatever that is. And how do we figure that out? How do we awaken to that? How do we come into consciousness of it? So the Book of Symbols is a book. It's a beautiful book. I mean, it was my Christmas present of choice this year. I must have given away 12 or 13 of them. I was like, anybody I could think of that would love this book, I gave it to. And it was this book where you look at the symbols and there's images, and then they describe what the image means. And then a Jungian analyst, Kathleen Martin, went through and added to it what the Jung's interpretation of those symbols were. And so we're having, as his book comes out of the closet after 99 years of living in the closet, and as his the Book of Symbols gets published by the Jung Institute, we're having, and as Uranus goes into Aries, we're having an awakening of our individuation. We're seeing it in the riots and stuff in Europe and in all around the world, where people are saying, you know what, I'm tired of this. I don't want this anymore. You can't be a bully anymore to me. And Uranus in Aries says, I'm waking up. I don't want to. And if I don't like you, I'm going to leave. We have the people in Wisconsin rolling out and leaving the state because they're not going to let collective bargaining get killed off. We have a whole awakening of who we are and what is important to us. And your job this week, as it happens, and as it happens to your friends and to your family members, is to say to them, this is a little bumpy. This is going to be a bumpy week, man. We're switching signs. We're going from the ocean to the beach in a fire. Think of the change in energy. And you're not dying, but you are transforming. And you're suddenly going to see things like you never saw them before because you're clawing out of the ocean, in the dark, in the swamp, in the water. And you're now going to be seeing the firelight. You're going to be getting a vision. You're going to be getting an idea of where you want to go next. That's happening this week. Very big. Very big. People that are not stable or people that are really having a great deal of difficulty processing this energy are going to be having, for lack of a better word, nervous breakdowns. You're not actually having a nervous breakdown. You're having a nervous breakthrough. You're having a nervous breakup. You're having a nervous awakening. So give yourself permission to open up that energy and just let it come rolling through you. And don't be afraid of it, but understand that this is really, truly, you're only going to have this once in your lifetime. So you want to really kind of go, wow, that was fun. All right. So on the more mundane aspects, the moon is in Aries on Monday the 7th, and it goes void at 11:04 on Tuesday the 8th, which is also Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, Fat Mars Day, where we get to eat a lot of food. And he goes void at 11:04 with a sextile to Neptune, which is a positive aspect. Then we also have him rolling into Taurus at 12:52 p.m., which is in the afternoon, right before 1, on March 8th. He's in Taurus Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he goes void on Friday night, late Thursday night, early Friday morning, 12:26 a.m. with a sextile to Uranus. So Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, afternoon, all day Wednesday, Thursday, great days. Finish up stuff, get it out your door, go, 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 go. Then, on the 11th, the moon goes into Gemini, where he will be when Uranus goes into Aries. And then he's in Gemini on Saturday and Sunday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with a closing aspect of a trine to Neptune. Again, a dream. The transition of Uranus into Aries is 7:52 p.m. Eastern Time on March 11th. Watch for the world to go wild. And, of course, because Mardi Gras is Tuesday, Ash Wednesday is Thursday. Ash Wednesday is Wednesday, and Mercury goes into Aries that day. So we can anticipate quite a bit of excitement around 1 o'clock, quarter of 1, when Mercury goes into Aries, and he joins with Uranus at 11:05 in the morning on Wednesday morning. So we've got a lot of stuff happening this week. Most importantly is that once-in-a-lifetime change. So once-in-a-lifetime, this those once in a lifetime. How cool is that? So you're not having a nervous breakdown. You're just having a nervous breakthrough. Just remember to breathe and tell your friends to breathe too. And then Saturday, it's in Aries, and we have a whole new reality to deal with. Take care. This is Ann Ortley. This is my weekly weather show, and this is a big week on Earth. So have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.